Well, good Monday morning, church. It is great to see you all again. Excuse me here. Just a little sip of my morning coffee or evening coffee or whenever it is that we listen to this little audio. It's great to be with you again this morning. We are going to be in Psalm 77. It begins with the psalm writer questioning God and wondering if God has forgotten the people. I know you and I have never felt that way. Has God forgotten us? But the writer also remembers God's saving acts and miracles and concludes by praising God's power. So, something that is most appropriate in my life and I hope in yours. So, today's scripture reading is a comfort in times of distress. God's saving word for today, again, is prayer. And so let's begin. Psalm 77, verse 1. I cry aloud to God. I cry aloud, and he hears me. In times of trouble, I pray to the Lord. All night long, I lift my hands in prayer, but I cannot find comfort. When I think of God, I sigh, and when I meditate, I feel discouraged. He keeps me awake all night, and I am so worried that I cannot speak. I think of days gone by and remember years of long ago. I spend the night in deep thought. I meditate, and this is what I ask myself. Will the Lord always reject us? Will he never again be pleased with us? Has he stopped loving us? Does his promise no longer stand? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has anger taken the place of his compassion? Then I said, what hurts me most is this, that God is no longer powerful. I will remember your great deeds, Lord. I will recall the wonders you did in the past. I will think about all that you have done. I will meditate on all your mighty acts. Everything you do, O God, is holy. No God is as great as you. You are the God who works miracles. You showed your might among the nations. By your power, you saved your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. When the waters saw you, O God, they were afraid, and the depths of the sea trembled. The clouds poured down rain, and thunder crashed from the sky, and lightning flashed in all directions. The crash of your thunder rolled out, and the flashes of lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. You walked through the waves, you crossed the deep sea, but your footprints could not be seen. You led your people like a shepherd, with Moses and Aaron in charge. Today's key verse, Psalm 77:1, I cry aloud to God, I cry aloud, and he hears me. You know, when we read these verses, do you think that sometimes they reflect our feelings? Sometimes we ask ourselves, does God hear our prayers? Is he able to respond? And then the writer remembers the mighty acts of God. Can you recall times in your life when you experienced God's power and might? And do those times comfort you in knowing that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? That same God who has delivered in times past, maybe in years past, is still the same God who loves us and delivers us today. Let us pray. Lord God, you are my shepherd. Lead me each day in the way of your truth and righteousness. Help me to remember your great deeds and all that you have done as I meditate today on your mighty acts. Amen. Well, definitely a reassuring passage of scripture for me. I hope that it brings you comfort through this day. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. In Jesus' name.